Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Sally Kane, the President and CEO of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. Welcome to Background Briefing, Sally Kane.
Thank you, Ian.
And your organization does what?
NFCB is an organization that represents the smallest broadcasters in the public broadcasting system, so the rural stations, Latino stations, African-American, Native stations licensed to tribal authorities and councils across the country. And basically, we're 40 years old, and we came together to be able to offer support and services to one another and to advocate for our constituencies in the broader conversation that happens in community and public media.
Well, I'm talking to you because the network out of which I broadcast from the Los Angeles affiliate of Pacifica KPFK is in trouble. I mean, there's been an awful lot of press reports, particularly about the problems with WBAI, the New York station, in the New York Times and in the Village Voice. And then recently there's a news article in the New York Times about the executive director of Pacifica being fired. And now the LA Weekly is carrying a story about what's going on at the moment, as much as we can follow events at the moment. But there's always been problems at Pacifica, or at least frictions and factions. But to your mind, as somebody that's concerned about the overall health of community and public broadcasting, how does this look to you?
Well, Ian, I read with interest the New York Times article, also the LA Weekly, and also in Current, which is a publication for people in public media. The headline in the LA Weekly, "Left-Wing Darling Pacifica Radio is Sliding into the Abyss." In Current, it was Pacifica's executive director ignores the board's firing, and so on and so on. Sadly, to me, and I'll be very candid with you, these are two more examples in a long line of dispiriting examples from the Pacifica network of the grim reality that seems to be created when nonprofit governance breaks down, when mission and vision are not cohesive, and when personality triumphs over the common good. I'm personally a great admirer of Lou Hill and the listener support model. I believe that having a spectrum of the public airwaves focused on providing a public service over profit is an essential component of a free press and a healthy democracy. I really believe in that, as many, many Americans do. Pacifica Radio archives are, in my view, a national treasure worth their weight in gold. And the archives leader, Brian DeShazer, is a brilliant, brilliant guy and a devoted steward of that collection. Very dear friends of mine work tirelessly at stations in the Pacifica network, and their hearts are in the right place. And I mean none of my comments as any disrespect to them. But as I said, the sad part for me is that even with Pacifica's inspiring beginning, and even with the efforts of many hardworking staff, even with a deep and loyal base of supportive listeners, the powers that be at Pacifica can't seem to stop cutting off their noses to spite their faces.
And Sally Kane, given that it is a 501c3 nonprofit, and there obviously are rules with nonprofits, you can educate but not advocate, etc., and we know that those rules get pushed to the boundaries. But in terms of governance itself, they've obviously had this experiment in democracy or so-called democracy, which I've witnessed since I've been here for about 30 years now. I've seen it all, if you will. And it's definitely, ever since they instituted about 15 years ago, as a result of this Free Pacifica movement, this regime of bylaws and governance, this so-called experiment in democracy, it has clearly shackled the network and set it on this downward path that it's on. I mean, I don't think there's much doubt about it. If, you know, I'm trying to be objective here, and you know, I do a news analysis program, and the network I work for is in the news. So I'm not trying to, I'm trying to cover it fairly. And
well, look, I've been at the helm of a nonprofit for many years. I've been a volunteer all of my life. I'm 50 years old. I've been a management consultant to nonprofits. I have been an integral part of nonprofit networks within the community I live in, rural Colorado. And I have siblings and parents who are all well-versed in the legal framework and the basic founding of the nonprofit sector and the principles that it's built on. So I am well aware of what good governance looks like in the nonprofit sector, and I'm also very well aware of what a tall order it is. And every nonprofit I've ever worked with has had trouble, and organizations have developmental stages just like people do. And it's amazing to me how quickly things can go bad and also how quickly things can improve, depending on a certain culture and climate. And so, you know, there's, I could speak for hours about the elements that make nonprofits work smoothly and those that bring it down. But let me just say, it's unspeakably annoying to me to have a spectacle like this unfold yet again and to listen to people wrapping themselves in the cloak of community media and making it a holy cause worthy of quoting the Bible, while at the same time damaging its reputation and undermining its future. I don't see how those two can connect. And the kind of low-down, name-calling, adversarial, backbiting behavior that has frankly been eating the Pacifica network alive for too long would not be tolerated for a moment in a kindergarten classroom, much less a national media network.
Again, I'm speaking with Sally Kane, who is the president and CEO of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. So going forward then, is there a way to sort of defuse, if you will, this booby trap of governance that's weighing the network down with expensive elections that don't reach quorum, and therefore people stay on these boards forever? And then you have five local station boards, which I think have 25 people on them, and then on top of that you have the national board. And so you've got these overlapping boards with a huge, you know, governance structure. And nobody on the board raises funds, which is usually what nonprofit boards do. So what would an alternative model be, given that it's not entirely clear that the people on the boards will recognize that they are part of the problem, not a part of the solution? But assuming they do have that sort of come to Jesus moment, what kind of governance structure would you recommend?
Well, you know, look, that as I said, I think that beyond the basic framework of the governance structure, which in the nonprofit world is about checks and responsibilities, and it's about elected boards who, and many of them are partially elected, partially appointed. So there's nothing in particular at Pacifica that isn't done in other nonprofits around the country. But what ends up happening is that you get, that's a basic framework for operating. But in my view, it's leadership and its character that is the stronger determinant of how organizations live or die. And that's more the issue for me, because obviously the Pacifica Network is one that has valued very highly over time the notion of consensus and inclusivity. And it's so ironic to me that those two notions are probably less present at Pacifica than in many, many other smaller community media institutions around the country. And that's a hard fact to say, but it's true. I think that, in my view, Pacifica has taken the high ground on that for a long time, as if they have the model. And yet the model is so infused with structural dysfunction and human dysfunction that it's the last thing I would do is call it a model, actually. And let me be clear, my career in public media began in a remote rural area of the Rocky Mountains in a small community station in a county where family of four lives on about $25,000 a year on average. And my parents, who were very much part of a progressive, liberal left side of the continuum, helped found that station. It's a thriving institution to this day, 35 years later. And it is not the same as it was when it started, because it it started to serve a larger segment of the general public, which is what it was supposed to do. So today, KBNF provides local news, live music performances, national news. It's elemental in music discovery in our area. It's a major distributor of art and cultural programming, significant, reliable part of the fabric of community life in a very conservative rural area. For me, that's what community media can be. And it's media that reflects ordinary people's lives, people whose voices are rarely heard on major networks, but who built this country and keep it going day to day by day at, with their hard work and their consistent efforts. So today, as a CEO of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, I have the great responsibility and the honor to advocate for the small markets, for people in the public broadcasting system who serve dispersed populations, for Latino, African-American, Native American broadcasters and journalists. NFCB provides a nexus for the voices of these groups of folks so that we can be heard in a larger conversation and so that we can be an integral part of the public media system. So basically, you know, at a time when community media is pressed to evolve its relationship with its listeners, both due to the economics of funding basic operations and due to the digital revolution that has just dramatically changed our media landscape and the way we operate in community media, we need to be performing at our very best in service to the communities we live in and the communities we care so much about. So anything less than that, in my view, is a travesty. So if there's a word out there that means travesty with an exponent, I would use it to describe this latest debacle at Pacifica. It's very discouraging, to say the least, and it's downright preposterous at worst. You know, outside the bubble that is Pacifica, there are a lot of solid community broadcasters shaking their heads and wondering how and why this continues. And it isn't just a simple matter of changing the governance structure. It's a matter of addressing a culture that has lost its way from its original intent, in my view.
Well, listening to you, Sally, I do feel a sense of shame, and it is extraordinary to think that I'm broadcasting on the largest, most powerful signal west of the Mississippi, one of the earliest licenses ever granted, and the New York license is an incredibly valuable license. So with these basic assets, here we have 10 times the broadcast strength of our public radio competitors, and we barely have any listenership. So just with those statistics alone, it's a shameful failure. And I imagine somebody like you is doing rural broadcasting, you know, think about the squandering of these massive assets. I mean, it is shameful, really.
You know, I live in an area where those kinds of assets and opportunities, people would cut off their right arm for, and we would stand arm in arm united, you know, to encircle our radio station to protect that. And to have people cutting padlocks and occupying stations and screaming at one another is just deeply unsettling and a terrible waste of human energy and really of everyone's attention. Because, you know, another thing, before even getting into broadcasting, for many years I worked in public health and I was a licensed midwife. And so I delivered babies, and we were already considered to be on the fringe if you wanted to have a home delivery, which is a similar kind of thing as the position that Pacifica holds in the larger public broadcasting system. But I can tell you that all you needed was one person to come forward and say, I'm a midwife without any training or any background, and have something happen, and every single one of us who could spend decades of our lives continuing our education, practicing to the best of our abilities, building connections with other healthcare providers who could help give us, elevate the quality of care that we were providing, all of that could be gone, you know?
Well, we're desperate for management that can get us out of the hole and turn us around and make us viable and make us strong and return us to the original mission of Lou Hill and to do justice to these extraordinary assets that we have, like these powerful transmitters. And I'm concerned that given all of this negative publicity, that we won't be able to hire people who'll want to take this job on. And, you know, the problem for professional management at this network has been that they've been micromanaged and driven crazy by these people on the boards. So
I think that's not even something that is could come to pass. I actually think that it has come to pass. I'm sorry to say it.
You mean we can't recruit anybody? Nobody's going to take it on?
Why would they?
But we need it. I mean,
But you know, that's, I'm pushing hard back on, and I mean no disrespect, because I have so many dear, hardworking friends who knock themselves out, but I've watched them just beleaguered and micromanaged and underfunded, and the rug cut out from them just as soon as they get moving forward. And, you know, it's just at a certain point, you exhaust the dedication and the devotion of wonderful human beings who've stood behind this for so long, and myself included within the network. I mean, we were an affiliate, part of the Pacifica network. So, I mean, myself included in that. And, you know, my parents found a radio station. I was 16 years old. I was totally inspired by their example. I grew up with this kind of system, public broadcasting system and community media. And, you know, it's very, very hard to find any energy at all to give to the situation, because it's a travesty. I don't know a better word.
Well, it's kind of heartbreaking for me to hear this. I don't dispute what you're saying. I've dedicated 30-odd years to broadcasting here and raised millions and millions for this network, and I just don't want to see it go, you know. I want to do what I can to keep it alive.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, sometimes you have to step back. Sometimes you have to step in. It seems like both of those have been tried at different times. And, you know, if I had an answer, or if you had an answer, I'm sure that, you know, there would be plenty of people, as you say, you know, delighted to hear it. But I think at the very least we can all do is take a step back and really do some deep, deep thinking about what kind of impression this is giving to other people in the country, and about what kind of influence and impact this is having to the greater efforts that are happening nationwide in community media, because the Pacifica Network is just one part of it. And there are a whole lot of people out there working really hard who are being really set back by this kind of negativity and had nothing to do with it.
Well, Sally Kane, I thank you very much for joining us here today.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You too. Again, I've been speaking with Sally Kane, who's the president and CEO of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. We're going to take a brief station break and talk about how the Democrats may be losing the Senate in this upcoming midterm election.